When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Sister Gemma's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
About the barrier reef. What's so fine about art?
neglected by your mama, abandoned by your dad, molested by your uncle. Girl, your story's really sad. You had
just 16, discovered rock and roll, became a backstage. got 9 bullets in it, 9 bullets in my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it a guessing game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows you can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. All the points in between. I want to find the right side of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. What goes wrong? You're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way. You're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now. You're causing it to drown. Silence knows can't drown. Sunday.
twisted, broken, and built to crash. Castro had old Bill to crash. Loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. Carcass in that county jail. The next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, to the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. Mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for your inner robot.
And I'll miss this shimmy, and I'll shimmy California girls are really the most. Where they walk, then I'll walk. They dress, then I'll dress. They shit, then I'll shit. They fight, then I'll fight. Well, they're out there having fun. They're in that warm California sun. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
I remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the next
curve. Different story. Not like you planned.
Different curve is the risky moment.
Different curve,
I think you understand. You won't come back from the next curve.
Different
curve is not like you planned.
Different
curve, I think you understand.
you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.